1 point behind the Dells Ducks.
That's true, and one of the things they obviously want to do, the Dells Ducks won earlier today, so they want to be able to keep pace with them. So obviously it's a big game for the Cougars, but it's also a big game for the River Kings as well. As you said, a missed point opportunity on Friday, so this is an opportunity for them to look to secure a two-point evening, and that's something that they need to do. They're behind right now, the Cougars, I believe, by 7 points in the standings. So, you know, every point counts in this battle.
Right, yes, behind the Cougars, 7 for them, for the River Kings. And these two teams played each other just a couple weeks ago before Thanksgiving. And in those two games, it was a 3-2 win in overtime in the first one for the Cougars, Eric. And then in the second one, a 4-1 win. The Cougars really dominated and took control. So two good wins for them, and it was behind their goalkeeper in Dylan Gillis, who is going to be getting the start net tonight. So he was one of the big reasons why they got that win.
That's an excellent point, and the Cougars have rolled out three different goalies this weekend from Friday to Saturday to Sunday. Gillis in net tonight, and obviously this is an opportunity against a team closer to them in the standings to see if he can stand tall for the Cougars. We'll see how that turns out.
Yes, we'll definitely see that. We have some keys to the game for you guys tonight, too. Eric, why don't you take everybody through your three keys for the Cougars to get a win here tonight?
Absolutely, Chris. So the first key to the game is keep an eyeser on Kaiser. Reed Kaiser, forward for Wisconsin, came off a four-point night last night against Detroit. The Fighting Irish had 3 goals and 1 assist, so he's the hot hand right now for Wisconsin, so definitely need to keep an eye on him. Another player to keep an eye on from the standpoint for Wisconsin is Harrison Cole. Harrison Cole is kind of the quarterback on their defense. Only has 4 goals, but he has 21 assists in the early going so far, so he's definitely someone who quarterbacks the play for the River Kings. And then our third key to the game is Cody in control. Cody Rabach last night also had 4 points against Ileana, and let's see if he can keep that momentum going, carrying it into the game tonight against the River Kings.
He plays on that exciting line, Eric, with Gavin Nickerson and Anthony Zavain, which to me is one of the most exciting lines to watch here in the USPHL. If there's a line that strikes fear into the hearts of other teams, you'd think that has to be one of them. Of course, there's a couple other lines in this Cougars team that does that too.
Definitely. Mike Watson, as we talked about in previous games, he's really stepped up his play since coming back, and he's definitely someone to be a force with. Had 2 points last night in the game against Ileana as well. He was also the first star of the game on Friday afternoon's game. So seeing some of that balanced scoring that we talked about, 15 goals for the Cougars over the last two games. Let's see how much they can put in the net tonight.
And multiple guys scoring, too. That's what you always like to see, especially that first game. They had 8 different guys get a goal. You can't help but smile when you hear that. 8 different guys. That's a lot of different people getting involved for the Cougars. That's one of the things that makes them as good of a team as they are, is that it's not just that top line that we've said is really exciting.
Right.
But they have that second, third, and fourth line that are just as exciting than points, too.
Yeah, secondary scoring is definitely a key for any team that wants to achieve something going into, you know, the competitive end of the schedule here. So definitely getting some – you may not always get balanced scoring, but you definitely need secondary scoring. There's a difference
right
there.
Right, the secondary scoring, which they got in the game on Friday. They got it on Saturday, it looked like, too. Of course, their top line got a lot of goals as well. I think when you look at that, they usually improve, it seems like, as the weekend goes along sometimes, although 3 games in a row, that's a bit tough on a team, for any team. But the nice thing for the Cougars is, well, Wisconsin, it's the same thing for them.
Right, so even stakes for both teams doesn't make it easier. I'd be curious to hear from a player's perspective how they feel when they first get their legs going on the third game of a 3-night back-to-back. But that's the way the schedule works out. They all love playing hockey, and we should have a very competitive game this evening.
That's the nice thing about our intermission interviews. We always get to talk with the guys, so be sure to look for that coming up in the first intermission. We'll have one of the players for you. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with starters and puck drop here on SportstownChicago.com.
Yeah. It is every much the school where you get out of it what you put into it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard gets results.
My name is Misty Callahan, and I am a traffic reporter for Total Traffic and Weather Network.
From being on air to the all-important behind the scenes.
You're constantly doing projects, and it's like not just in class stuff, too. I mean, there are projects you have to do outside of class time as well as interning.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting Lombard campus is where you go if you're serious about a career in broadcasting.
You had to come up with the show topics. You had to research the show topics, come up with talking points for your host. So it's not something that you just take a lackadaisical approach to. But if it's something that you really want to do, if you really want to be a reporter, if you really want to be on air, you really want to be a camera guy, then yeah, it's a program that'll at least give you the entry-level skills to help you get that first job in the business.
I'm Jonathan Hood, instructor at Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, and I suggest that you find out more today by going to the website beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here, and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Are you looking for a place to meet all your volleyball needs? Well, look no further than The Volley Shop at 579 Oakhurst Drive in Aurora. Retail hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays and Sundays, just call The Volley Shop at 630-898-2003. You can also go to their website at volleyshopglc.com, where you can join their newsletter and be the first to find out about sales, events, and other promotions, like free shipping on all orders over $100. That's The Volley Shop. They serve you on and off the court.
Massage Envy believes everybody deserves a great customized massage or facial. So we've made relaxation convenient and affordable. At Massage Envy, we're here for you every day of the week, morning and night across the entire country. And with that in mind, we promise one thing, we help you take care of you.
Baton Sports, the official volleyball sponsor of the 2011 Illinois Girls High School Volleyball All-Star Game. Baton, passion for a better game. Check out batonsports.com for more information. Baton, the athletic ball expert.
When your business is getting off the ground or beginning to flourish, go to the JZ Law Offices. John Zappala guarantees aggressive, effective representation with a true desire to help you. From the formation of limited liability entities to employment agreements and general contracts, John Zappala is here to gear your company for success. JZ Law Offices Virtual Office Services allows you to work with them from the convenience of your desk. If aggressive, effective representation sounds good to you, then call the JZ Law Offices at 312-854-8065 or visit their website at jzlawoffices.com.
Be sure. Check it out! Somebody make some noise in this joint, man!
Every day, the chances of becoming a victim of mercury poisoning increase. Mercury poisoning may cause neurological damage that impairs learning, vision, and memory. And mercury itself has become part of our everyday lives, absorbed by certain fish, taken into our bodies, and passed on to our children like a common cold. But you can stop this. Log on to earthshare.org and find out how. A public service message brought to you by EarthShare and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you. A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. I'm here to tell you how to get those skills, just like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Attention, family, friends, players, coaches, and fans. Are you a high school or college athlete that had your game covered by SportsTownChicago.com? You can relive the glory by going to our podcast section of our website to listen to all the past games over the last 2 years. Just go to the website at SportsTownChicago.com and check out the podcast section, and it'll take you right to your sport. Now that's
SportsTownChicago.com. SportsTownChicago.com is an internet sports station that is located at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, Illinois. We offer you a chance, or should I say, an opportunity, to become an on-air personality. Get invited to live sporting events.
Check it out! Somebody make some noise in this joint, man!
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. I'm here to tell you how to get those skills, just like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now, go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Attention, family, friends, players, coaches, and fans. Are you a high school or college athlete that had your game covered by SportsTownChicago.com? You can relive the glory by going to our podcast section of our website to listen to all the past games over the last 2 years. Just go to the website at SportsTownChicago.com and check out the podcast section, and it'll take you right to your sport. Now that's SportsTownChicago.com.
SportsTownChicago.com, the only place where you can talk Pokemon with the Pokemaster. Bringing you all the pressing topics brought to you by SportsTownChicago.com.
They call me King Ho, copy. They call me King Ho, copy.
And welcome in here on SportsTownChicago.com. Chris Lobosco here with you, along with Eric Willowite to my left, as we get ready for this first period puck drop here on SportsTownChicago.com. Cougars and the Wisconsin Rapids River Kings. We'll give you the starters first for the River Kings, as they're just about to be announced in just a second here by Ray Kincaid. The starting D for the River Kings will be Harrison Cole and Tyler Carey. Starting at left wing will be Ryan Mance. Right wing will be Kevin Van Bocklin. And then at center will be Reed Kaiser. And then for the Chicago Cougars, we will give you those starters and just a minute when Ray announces them, as that will be happening in just a moment. Just waiting for the River Kings to make their way out here at the Sears Center Arena in Hoffman Estates, Illinois. But of course, you can always catch on Mondays the Chicago Cougars All Access Show, where we talk to players as well, Eric. Always a fun time. Sometimes we get the players to come in and we talk with them there, and we really get to know the guys. We talk about hockey, of course, but we also talk about just these people in general, because there's more to their lives than just hockey.
Absolutely. I mean, you have players here. Obviously, they love the sport. They wouldn't be playing it if they didn't. But, you know, there's a person behind the mask. There's a person behind the pads, all of that. And it's a good opportunity to get to know them.
Know them personally, as making their way out now are the River Kings. They are in the blue jerseys. It kind of remind me of the Vancouver Canucks jerseys with the coloring, the blue and the green and the white.
Yep.
And they got the white numbers on the back with their names in white. They go left to right here in this first period. Right to left will be the Cougars when they come out. They're in their home whites, of course, as we're still waiting for the players to make their way out here. But when you look at it for the River Kings, obviously they're going to have revenge on their minds after losing two in a row to the Cougars.
Right. That first game, that Friday night game, was an overtime loss. Those are obviously always tough games to lose. Any game's tough, but an overtime loss especially. And then the Cougars ratcheted up a notch, four unanswered goals in that second game for a 4-1 win. So the River Kings definitely looking to get on the score sheet against the Cougars in the win column.
The other thing to point out as well is you can go and watch any of our previously broadcasted games on YouTube /sportstownchicago.com. So just go to youtube.com/sportstownchicago.com and you can see all the other games that we've broadcasted. And this is actually the first time we'll get to see in person on sportstownchicago.com the River Kings, as Ray just announced the players we had mentioned earlier for the River Kings. And now time for him to announce the Cougars.
And now let's welcome your Chicago
Chicago Cougars, as now we will step aside for the national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove all hats. As we have the singing of our national anthem, singing the Star Spangled Banner is Chris Scott.
Rendition of the national anthem there as we bring you into the broadcast once again. Chris Lobosco, Eric Willowite here with you as the Cougars, the home team in their white jerseys, will go right to left with the Cougar logo on the front, the yellow numbers on the back.
Responsibly
the visiting River Kings again, left to right, wearing the blue jerseys with the green trim at the bottom and the white numbers on the back. Eric, I'm excited for this one to finally get started here. I haven't been able to see these two teams play each other, but when they did last time, there was fireworks. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, a competitive game, especially the first game. 3-2 game. Second one, the Cougars just overpowered them and came up with four unanswered goals. So that's probably something Wisconsin remembers, and they're probably going to want to get out to a good start, as does any team.
Really quickly, starters again for the Chicago Cougars. Left wing, Cody Rayback. Right wing, Savane. Centering it is Nickerson, Dylan Gillison, goal. Matt Olson and Hunter Schiffman are your defense as it comes to them over in their own end. Quick pass out through the middle as it's poked away, but it comes right back over to Rayback as he goes back to his defense. Cross ice over to Hunter Schiffman, who tries to bring that puck forward, but it's hit in by the River Kings as Gillis will push it back in behind his own net. Pass comes over to the near side. Rayback will tip it forward into the neutral zone, but the River Kings will have back control of it as it goes to the right wing corner where Carey will pick it up. Back along the far boards, it bounces to Cody Rayback, who just throws it in from near the blue line, but it's hit away by a stick of a River Kings player. Comes right back to Rayback as he dumps that one, and actually that was Palermo, as this goes in behind. On the right wing, and now pass over through the middle, stolen away nicely by the Cougars by Lomberg. Hits off a stick, comes right back to Lomberg, though, in the slot, but he's not able to keep control of it. Pass over to the near side, breaking out are the River Kings as Mance will dumb that one in as his team will go for a change. Cougars with the pass over to Willie Doremus in the right wing corner. Tries to break out a player there. Puck went a little bit too far in front, but the Cougars have it. It's Mike Watson. Watson across the blue line of the River Kings. Takes a quick pass through the middle, but a little bit in front of Lomberg as it goes back over to the far side. That one in front of the River Kings bench comes back to the Cougars as that one passed in for a high slot shot that goes wide from Watson to the right wing corner. Back over to the near side as trying to exit the zone is Sarah for the River Kings. He crosses the blue line through center ice and now into the Cougars zone, but it's poked away from him by the defense of the Cougars and goes back over to the far side, but quickly turned over at the top of the left circle over to Demchuk. As he has it in behind the net, he gets checked off nicely as that puck comes free back to the Cougars. As this one pushed back in by the River Kings. Sarah picking it up in behind, passing it up to the right point for loading up for a shot that hit a lot of traffic, and Gillis with a save, and he covers it up with the glove hand. That shot came from Dylan Heller. A lot of traffic in front, Eric, but Gillis was able to get a pad on it and then drop on top with the glove.
Yeah, he definitely was. It's one of the things. Even though the rebound kicked out of there, he was quick to pounce on it. As you can see, centered from behind the net, nice shot on point. Good save, goes down nicely there by Gillis, and then he's able to cover up quickly before the Wisconsin player came in on him.
As there's a quick shot from the point from McManus that goes to the right wing corner. Two players there freeing it up is Zatera as he sends it back over along the far boards. Bouncing puck that Beltrame pushes ahead as this one goes back along the far side. Back onto the stick of Marcuselli, who pushes it to the near boards for the Cougars as they try to exit their own end here, having a little bit of trouble as there's a good lift of the stick that keeps it for the River Kings and Peterson. He throws it in behind, slapping it away, back over towards Letmanski. Letmanski can't handle the bouncing puck as it goes to the left wing corner off the stick of McManus for the River Kings. The Cougars take back control. Pass in towards the middle. Cutting in front to take it was Peterson as the Cougars look to maybe make a couple of changes here as they try to keep that puck on their stick. Comes back over to the near side, skating along the right wing and in towards the slot, almost getting free for an opportunity, but hitting it into the glass was Van Balkelin as that one comes up to the right point for a shot that goes wide and in off the end boards from the shot from Radziszewski. As this one back still controlled by the River Kings, poked away and back onto the stick of number 14 in Peters. As Peter made the pass to the near side, but holding it in at the right point was number 55 in Radziszewski. Back along the left wing half boards, up to the left point shot, easy glove hand save made by Dylan Gillis on the shot from Tyler Carey. That'll be another face-off with 17:01 left to go here in the first period. No score, but some opportunities early on.
There were some opportunities. Here's, you can see the shot going past Gillis there on his right. And it'll be shot again, frozen, easy save, and face-off in the Cougar zone. There's a couple giveaways early in the period there that the Cougars were just not able to capitalize on. And then most recently, the River Kings have had the play.
Right you are, Eric. A lot of time spent here in the Cougar zone. And the official talking with one of the players in the Cougars who's in the faceoff dot in number 17 in Savane. Either way, faceoff won by the River Kings up to the left point. dumped down towards the right wing corner as Olsen frees it up for Hunter Schiffman. Sends it to the near side. Cougars still with control. Pass through the middle as they find a wide open player along the right wing. It's Savane. Chips it to the middle to Nickerson. He's in all out. Shoots and scores! 1-0 Cougars here early on the nice play from Savane to Gavin Nickerson.
And everything set up in the defensive zone. We'll get a look at it here on the replay coming up soon. But everything, we got a clear from the defensive zone. I think that was Rayback. Rayback to Zavane. Yeah, we'll get a look at it on the sideboards here. So that's Rayback right there. Feeds Zavane, and then it's a two-on-one. Zavane feeds Nickerson wide open, and he buries it.
I like the little move there, too. It was just a little shoulder fake and then quickly looked like through the five-hole that he went with it. He faked as if maybe he was going to go to his backhand and didn't do it. As the Cougars win the faceoff here, quickly pushed back the other way by the River Kings for an icing, so bring it right back into their zone. Pressure being put on here early with 16:30 left to go in the period by the Cougars.
Yeah, the first goal of the game doesn't guarantee victory, but it definitely sets you off on a good path. And I think after some of the recent play in the Cougars' end, getting that goal really settled things down, and now face off in the River Kings zone.
As the right wing circle face off inside of the zone of the River Kings, one up to Olsen as he gets a shot, but it hit too much traffic in front, comes back out into the neutral zone. Skating after it is Hunter Schiffman in his own end. Looks for a pass through diagonally to the near side up to Van Dyke as he tries to make that pass into the middle. Bouncing puck goes right back to the River Kings. Good job reading that one by Schiffman as he knocks the puck free for the Cougars at center ice as the pass goes over the left wing to Lomberg. Lomberg top of the left circle. Pad save made by the goalkeeper for the River Kings as it goes down into the right wing corner. As this one back along those far sides, as Nelson was the one with that save, as it goes back to Lomberg for the Cougars before he gets ridden off the puck, and taking it back are the River Kings. But coming right back to Willie DeRemus as he dumps this one to the right wing corner. Pressure being kept on by the Cougars as this one bounces in towards the slot. Kropp couldn't handle the bouncing puck as it's back for the River Kings. They have a 3-on-2. Skating along the right wing, and then a pass in for the slot. Save made by Gillis. Couldn't hold on to the rebound on the shot from Mance as it goes back into the neutral zone to Letmanski. Letmanski for the Cougars along the right wing. Skates into the right circle on his backhand. Puts it on his forehand for the shot. Save made by Nelson. Goes into the right wing corner and in behind as the River Kings take it back.
A lot of back and forth here in the early going.
Back and forth we go as the Cougars have control of the puck on the far side in their own end. Skating along the right wing is Palermo's. He gets past one player and over the blue line, kicks it to the right wing corner with his right skate. In behind the net, bouncing puck sent there by into the left wing corner by Zatera as it comes free towards Kropp. Kropp getting pinned up there as it comes free over to Lockinen for a shot and the glove save made by the goalkeeper Sam Nelson for a left wing circle face off with 14:48 left to go here in the first period. 1-0 Cougars.
Yeah, just throw the puck on net. You never know what can happen. Obviously, there wasn't much traffic as you could see in the replay here, but you're putting the puck on net in the chance that the goalie can't handle it. You hope someone's there to able to pounce on a rebound.
Left, yeah.
Good glove by Nelson there.
Yeah. Keeping it that low shot, too. Sometimes it's better to use the glove than the pad. Mm-hmm. As this one comes to the near side to Lockinen as he tries to send the pass forward, bounces off a River Kings player, comes right back up into the air, grab now finally and down by Tyler Carey. He streaks in along the left wing for the River Kings. Dropped it off top of the left circle unintentionally for Sarah as this one set back in behind the net. Comes back over to the near side onto the stick of Trapp. As Trapp tried to push this one forward, can't get it out of the zone as it goes back in behind where Beltrame will pick it up. Pass along that far side as streaking forward with it for the Cougars was Trapp. Kind of had a player cut in front of him. Circled back into his own end as his team was making a few changes. Trapp back through the middle, getting a tip on it at least with Zavane. So no icing here as it goes in behind the net. Good work by Zavane behind the River Kings net as he sends the puck towards the left wing corner. As it comes back to Sarah. Sarah can't get that puck out as it ends up going to Cole for the River Kings over to the far side. Up at the right point, Nickerson holding this one in. Takes a shot that's blockered away by the goalkeeper in Nelson as this one comes back into the neutral zone. Along the near side, back and forth action here as neither team really having control of this puck. As there's a hit that frees it up onto the stick of Zavane. Nice move around one player. He's got a one-on-one, poked free, but right to Gavin Nickerson as he puts it onto his backhand, sends it over to the left wing corner, and now up to the left point for Olsen, but he can't hold it in at the point. But puck possession back for the Cougars here for a little bit.
Yep. There was good momentum there.
Stretch pass, trying to tip it in with Zavane. Now it goes right to Van Dyke. Makes a move around one player as he goes in behind. Chips it free to the right wing corner for Mike Watson. Watson stopping on a dime there, but he's got two players bothering him from the River Kings. Getting a little bit of help inside as coming in to help was Van Dyke. Puck comes free over to the near half boards as it was pushed there by a River Kings player. Shot from DeRemus that goes wide of the net. I don't think that the goalie in Nelson had that good of a view of it. Into the right circle. It's on the stick of Zatera. He takes it in behind. Trying to get around one player, as that's Lomberg, as he sends it to the left wing corner. Watson there gets pushed in, hand up into the air. We're going to have a power play here for the Cougars coming up once the puck is touched. Gillis goes off for the extra attacker. Shot from the top of the right circle, but it hits some traffic in front and goes right to the stick of Ryan Mance.
Yeah, this should be a cross-check call. Watson in the corner here, and right there, as you can see, right into his back. All right,
That was just right after
right,
it.
Right
yeah.
after it, right.
But
Mike, Mike's a big size player. He's not easy to get off his feet, so you definitely have to do something pretty hard to make him fall down.
Reed Kaiser was the one who was sent to the box for the River Kings for that cross check for 2 minutes. So the first power play of the Cougars here, a chance to extend their lead to 2-0. But they lost the faceoff to the River Kings as it's Carey who's able to at least get this to neutral ice before the Cougars take it back. So not the greatest start there on the power play area.
No, but definitely plenty of time to get it set up here, make a play.
Dareem is carrying this one in, feeds it to an area that's open for Rayback as he sends a shot in and a glove save by the goalkeeper in Nelson. And then he gets this whistle for the faceoff in the left circle. A lot of net to shoot at there, and he kind of put it into the middle for Rayback, but that was a good play by Willie Doremus.
And not an easy save for Nelson either. That puck was rising.
And I think it was on the wrong side of his body that he made the save with the glove, too. So something to pay attention to if you're the Cougars.
All right.
Pass into the slot here. Round one as Zavane gives it off for Nickerson, who tried to feed it back for the sharp angle shot, but couldn't get it in. Was Rayback. Back over along the near side. It's sent out by the River Kings, as this will come back to Dylan Gillis, who will touch it up and slow it down. Great opportunity. Maybe too much passing, Eric.
A little bit more. It looks like Rayback was trying to bounce it off the back of the goalie side there. He was a little bit under the line there, but good steady pressure.
As the River Kings killing off some time here as they send a shot wide that comes to the near side. Cougars back with control. 11:30 left to go here. Minute 22 on the power play. Goes to the far side for the Cougars. They still trying to get into the zone here as a round one goes. Nickerson feeds Ray back in the high slot. He sends a shot that I think hit a player and went out of play. So this should be a faceoff inside of the zone as that looked to hit off of number 25 in Albitz.
Yeah, over the line here, we're feeding Rayback. He's going to get the shot off, but good shot block there, both stick and legs down. Puck deflected up into the net.
And watching the replay there, I think it was the stick that ended up hitting it.
Either way, he had both stick and legs down, so he was determined to make sure that puck didn't get through to Nelson.
Win right to Schiffman for the shot, and he missed the net wide. Goes into the right wing half boards. Back up to Olsen, toes the line.
I think that might have hit the post.
I think you're right. There's Olsen's shot. Is that one sent away as his shot never got in? Good stick by Austin Luxford to send it down. Gillis will throw it in behind his net for his team to start back up again with 45 seconds left on the power play. Pass over to the near side as along the left wing. It's Hunter Schiffman throwing it in with the backhand to the right wing corner. Chipped over to Lomberg, who goes up to the right point to Doremus. Back to Schiffman at the top of the left circle. Loads up, shot, and save made right into the stomach of the goalkeeper in Nelson. Pretty easy save from that time. Nice try from Schiffman as he had the lane. Just couldn't get it on couldn't find a corner.
Exactly. And you'll see this shot. He's going to suck it right up, which is very important because, as you can see, Lomberg right up near on the rebound. Nothing to him, though.
Left wing circle faceoff. One back up to Schiffman at the left point as the penalty still has about 10 seconds left. As this one, Lomberg will send up to Schiffman at the left point. Toes the line up near the middle. Passes it top of the right circle. Back to Lomberg, left circle. Back down low. As not able to control it, there was Watson. Sends it to the right wing corner. We're back to 5-on-5 hockey here with 10:22 left to go. Hits off a skate of a River King. Comes to Hunter Schiffman of the Cougars as he sends it back to the right wing corner. As cutting in front to take it first, though, was a player for the Cougars as it'll bounce right back to for an easy pinch for Schiffman as Watson will free it to the right wing corner. Matt Olson goes off for a player as they will now switch sides. Will him and believe that is Lockenin. As this will be sent through the middle. Bounce over Lockenin's stick, come right to Hunter Schiffman as there's a diving player in behind him. in their own end. Locking in from in front of his own net, turns the puck over as they're passing towards the slot, and that one's sent away by a Cougar stick as now they break up ice. Along the left wing, it's Letmanski as he tried to make a move around one as it goes into the left wing half boards. Sends it back in deep as his team completes a change as this pass comes over to the near side. As it's Mans who will send it out to the neutral zone for the River Kings as they haven't had a whole lot of puck possession time here in this first period after the early start. Cole with the puck on his stick sends it over to the far side. Turned it over to the Cougars back along the right wing half boards. As this one up into the air, Beltrami got a hand on it, and they're going to call that hand hit pass, I believe.
Well, if you're the Cougars here, you want to keep the River Kings top line in their defensive zone. And after that near giveaway, as you can see here, oh, this is the play in the offensive zone for the Cougars.
But, yeah, back to what you were saying, though, yeah, you give it away like that, you almost hurt yourself and almost had this game tied.
Right, but keep them in their defensive zone. Keep them skating, exerting energy that way. Keep them away from Gillis.
As Doremus makes the pass to the near side to Trapp. Trapp up ahead as this one backhanded into the zone by number 18 in Hauke. As this one comes back over along the far boards and bounces back to the neutral zone for the River Kings as they push it ahead towards Sarah, but it's a little bit too far for him as it goes right to Willie Doremus for the Cougars. Right at that blue line, it ends up being grabbed by Dylan Gillis as it was sent right in on him. And he played it sort of like a shortstop and made the save. 8:37 left to go here in the first period, 1-0 Cougars.
Just didn't have to throw it to first base. Here you get a look at some of the pressure coming on for the River Kings and a frozen puck right there. One of the things I noticed going into the game tonight, Chris, is that Sam Nelson was expected to play tonight. He actually came into the game last night for the River Kings into the first period, about 15 minutes into the game. So he wasn't expected to play last night. Now he's playing in back-to-back games. I don't know if that'll mean anything as this game goes on, but just something of note that he played last night in addition to he's in manning the pipes tonight for the River Kings.
Hasn't played too bad so far. This one along the near side, sent in by the River Kings to the right wing corner where Willie Doremus will pick the puck up behind his own net. Sends the pass in, and it's a bouncing off the end boards right to Gillis and smartly covers it up. Didn't like what he was seeing, so cover the pot. 8:07 left to go here in the period, 1-0 Cougars.
Never a bad play. As you can see here, what you want to do is just prevent rebounds, prevent anyone from coming on additional traffic. Gillis covering the puck up, two defensemen in front of him. The gates were closed.
So face off to the right of Gillis here as the Cougars win the face off in behind the net. As it's on the stick of the player there in Hunter Schiffman. Schiffman along the far boards trying to work it out as his team passes it in through the middle. Skating along now to the left wing is Watson. Watson top of left circle sends a shot, save made, and the rebound almost came out, but dropping on top with Sam Nelson for the faceoff to his right with 7:48 left to go in the first period. 1-0 Cougars.
There you see the play entering into the River Kings zone. And Nelson's going to take a look at this. Stops the initial shot. Puck drops, but then he freezes up quickly with Watson right on the doorstep.
Watson was smart, too. He tried to send the puck low, just didn't get it quite low enough. Had a little bit too much lift on it, it looked like.
Yeah, that's a good point, Chris. A lot of times players tend to shoot the puck high where it's a little softer and the goalie can absorb it. You got to shoot it against the pad. You're going to get more rebound activity. I know it's easier said than done when you're on the rush, but that's where you're going to get most of your rebounds.
As the pass from Lomberg hits off of a player there in Van Dyke and then cleared in by the Cougars as they go and chase. River Kings with control of the puck behind their own net. Luxford now along the left wing. Skates past center ice, across the Cougars line, gets checked as that puck comes free back onto Van Dyke's stick. He backhands this one to center ice where the River Kings take it back and clearing it in will be Luxford. Bounces off the end boards and Gillis will slap it in behind for Schiffman. Gives it off to Olsen. Pass diagonally to the right side. Off of Kropp's stick, not controlled, as it's back to the River Kings as Mance has it. Mance dropped it off for number 21 in Kaiser as they kind of got lost in the skates there. Kaiser's still with control and behind the net. Left wing corner left it for Van Balklin as that one will go towards the right wing half boards where Letmanski for the Cougars is. His backhanded pass just out of the reach of his player and it's turned over and held in at the right point by Heller. Heller around a check, still has the puck free. Puck on edge finally comes to Letmanski as he's able to hit it to Kropp. Crop through center ice, gets it across the blue line, gets a little bit of help to push it forward as that bouncing puck just in at the blue line, held in by Beltrame, but then it goes right to Tyler Carey. Carey streaking up through the middle, takes a shot, hit off the stick of Beltrame, and goes to the left wing corner as Beltrame pokes it free. Cougars with it back out in the neutral zone. Letmanski, around one check, into the right wing. Takes a shot from the top of the right circle. Save made by Nelson for the right wing circle faceoff with 6:02 left to go.
And again, as you can see where the Cougars are here on the rush coming in, putting some pressure on Nelson, making the save. But again, the River Kings top line is out there, or now they've come off, but making them play in their defensive zone.
As this one sent out over the head of Palermo's. It's a 2-on-1 here as holding on for a shot in the goal. Did it get in? The hand is down. Yes, it is a goal. Able to push it in for the River Kings as he got mobbed by his team, was number 16. And Alex Serra, as you saw Palermo, the puck went over him off of this faceoff.
Yeah, we're going to see, obviously, a 2-on-1 break here. Close the gap quickly. We'll see if his stick actually got it in or if it was off the skate.
That was off the skate, yeah.
Look at the skate. Obviously, we don't have replay here. Could have been a kicking motion. They might be looking at it.
Yeah, they're...
Oh, they're announcing it. Yeah.
And we have a penalty up and I think no goal.
No goal.
So we had one official pointing as if it was in, but the official rule is that it's not a goal.
Now we just have to see what the penalty's for here.
That looks to be Austin Quarters who goes into the box. So we're waiting to see who ends up. Well, wait, the goal is still on there. So we're waiting to see what they change here. There's 5:51 left in. And when we watch our replay here, as far as it looks, that appears to be a kicking motion when it goes in, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you can. No, they're calling it a goal.
So it's
they're
a good goal.
It did look like a kicking motion, though.
I mean, it wasn't a conventional kick, but he definitely pushed it with that left skate, it looks like, as we watch it in slow motion here. As you watch that left skate, he puts it out there.
Yep.
That would be considered a kicking motion, right, Eric?
Yep.
So
even though if it was soft and it's a little bit guiding it, he is trying to steer it towards the goal.
Right, which is you're not allowed to use any part of your body to put the puck into the net purposefully.
Correct. Obviously, the referee and linesman, they don't have the advantage of looking at the video replay. They have to make that call. Bang, bang, play. Unfortunate for the Cougars, but we have ourselves a tie hockey game.
And they do have a player in, and no penalty is up on the board, and I think it's still 5-on-5 hockey, so not sure why he's in the box. Didn't quite hear what the official call was either. It was hard to hear. We'll get that for you in a little bit. Either way, Cougars with control of the puck at center ice, bounces off of his stick as this goes over to in front of the benches.
The only thing I can think of is it's a 10-minute misconduct for something. Those don't get posted on the board, but he's in the box.
Right. As this goes to the right-wing corner of the Cougars zone. As a player there on either side tried to dig the puck free as it finally comes free to the Cougars. And then they turn it over right away for a shot, and Gillis got a piece of it as it goes into the right-wing corner. And now the Cougars have control once again after that shot from Heller. Along the left wing, Schiffman streaking in, holds up near the blue line, sends it down low. As he's got a player out in front, does Watson, takes the sharp angle shot, hits off the goalie, comes back free as it's on for Savane, and then he takes a shot and the save with the right into the sort of the midsection, the breadbasket.
The Labanza.
Yeah.
Good
exactly.
Pressure here by the Cougars. Nice play getting Zavane on the doorstep here. He's going to be coming around, firing the shot. And Nelson eats that up. Good thing. Good pressure coming on from the Cougars here after the River Kings goal. Trying to get an answer.
As this one back out into the neutral zone, controlled by the Cougars, over to Lomberg as he will wrist this one in. Bounces off his stash chin and goes to the right wing corner where two players try and get control. Both of them go down. As now on the ground trying to free it up was Van Dyke. He did get the puck free to the Cougars for a second, and that one's sucking up along those boards like it's Velcro as it's freed back up by the Cougars once again. Backhanded in behind for Mike Watson. Watson gets delivered a hit there from behind, but it goes right to his teammate in Van Dyke. Up to Lockin in left point. Loads up, sends the shot wide of the net. Lundberg tried to send it back up to the point, but it's backhanded out into the neutral zone. by the River Kings. As this one wristed back forward, trying to hold it in at the blue line, was number 22, and Sishi, as that one goes in behind on a Lockanen stick. As Lockanen ends up getting tripped up there, but it was a soft trip, no call, as it goes over to the far side. As this one will get back out into the neutral zone, as Carey tried to push it in for the River Kings. Comes back to Beltrame. Beltrame whiffing on an opportunity there. There's a shot from the high slot that goes wide from Tyler Carey to the right wing half boards. Letmanski, good backhanded pass over to the left wing as Zatera gets upended there. Hand up into the air as we're going to have a call on the ice. Interference
on Colt.
I believe that's who it was. We'll see here in just a second, but a power play opportunity with 3:30 left to go in the period for the Cougars.
So it'll be interference here if the puck's by him, and that's exactly what it is, going for the puck.
Yeah.
Puck was not in his possession at that time, and
right, if he had
call.
If he had possession of the puck, that's a perfect hit.
Right.
As this one up to the right point for the Cougars power play, 0 for 1 on it so far. Dream has passed it, now down low, as the Cougars have that line there with Watson out onto the ice. Is Zatero with it as he switches places with Palermo. Back to the bottom of the right circle, or sorry, that's the Rayback line, up to the point to Doremus. Doremus back over towards Rayback. Rayback missed the puck as it comes back to Zavane. Right wing half boards, back up to the point, Willie Doremus. Doremus back to Rayback, into the high slot, sends a shot, top shelf, goal! Cougars have the lead once again, 2-1 on the power play goal with 2:57 left to go in the period.
Another glove side goal there.
And as you had said earlier, Eric, in the keys to the game, keep Cody Rayback going. Well, we're going to watch it here.
Yeah, he's hot right now. He wanted the puck, shoots, glove side, buries it into the back of the net. Great goal, great power play goal, and that's a great answer for the Cougars, obviously, after that what could have been a deflating goal, somewhat controversial goal, back on top 2-1.
So it'll be face-off from center ice as this puck comes over to the near side as the Cougars had control of it, but the River Kings now, after the power play goal, as it's now onto the stick of Schiffman, poked away from him. As it comes free for the River Kings, almost a pass into the left circle for an opportunity, but now the Cougars counters. It's Letmanski. Letmanski trying to go around one as he gets taken down as this one comes back over to the near side. Losing his edge almost was the official as this one goes in behind the net. Held in over at the left wing circle by Kropp as this goes down to the right wing corner onto the stick of Van Bakkelen as that one will come back over to the near boards where Olsen will try and hold it in. Not able to keep it in the zone as that one was taken back by the River Kings. Olsen will lift this one up high into the air and it ends up being an icing. He had one more stride to take and he would have been able to have this one be an onside play and he had some room it looked like. We're going to get a good look of it here though is the nice thing. So you're going to see Olsen here and yeah, he had that one player but he was kind of past him already so he could have taken just one little stride to get across that center line to give his team a chance. So face-off will go to the right circle as it goes in behind the net as Zatera will send it over to the left wing corner. As back in behind, there's that one sent away by Olsen as it was tried to be centered by the River Kings as it's onto the stick now of Carey. As Carey to the right wing corner on the pass, as it'll come free towards Letmanski, but the River Kings still with an opportunity as Carey sends the shot up into the glass, and I think we have a call, and then a player goes down in Olsen, and then a player ended up getting tripped in Alex Serra. So we'll see what ends up being called here. As we have a player going into the box for the River Kings in Tyler Carey. As Mike Watson was talking with the official, see if we got anyone else going into the box. As really curious to see what happened there. I saw Olsen go down, but it was away from the puck, so I didn't see what happened for him to go. But I think we do got one player going in for the Cougars as well. As we'll see here in the right wing corner, got two players kind of pinned up there. It's Zatera who goes into the box. So I think they called, maybe was that Zatera right there that they called it for. Now, it looked to be him there with that hit in the back, right near the boards. It might have been a boarding call. But then something happened to Olsen, so I think we stay 5-on-5 here. So offsetting Miners, the minute and a half left to go. As this one will come free into the neutral zone onto the stick of Jesper Lomberg. Lomberg with a shot from the top of the right circle. Sent it low but a little soft as it was easy to stop for the goalkeeper in number 29 in Nelson. So checking from behind on Zatera. As it'll be a right wing circle faceoff.
We're coming out tonight.
As this one went up top of the right circle for a shot. Bounces off up to the right point where Beltrami will hold it in for the Cougars. Sends it back down low as this one goes into the right wing corner as it's on to the stick of Lomberg for a second as now he gets it back from Watson. Watson tried to center the puck, couldn't get it to Van Dyke as it's taken back by the River Kings as Heller will send this one top bottom of the right circle as this one goes up high into the glass to the left point. Back to the left wing corner, Beltrami with the puck. In behind his net, comes to the near side, try to make a pass to Van Dyke as it comes free back into the slot. Bouncing puck as trying to turn around with the pass is Van Boglin as it's back to the Cougars to Van Dyke, who has a free left wing to skate on. As he dumps this one down in, his team goes for a change as Zavain beats everyone to the puck. Anthony Zavain trying to hold on to that one as he loses it back to the River Kings, who give it off to Ryan Mance. Doremus getting it for the Cougars and dumping it right to the right wing corner, where controlling it will be McManus as he turned it over. Pass in for a shot from the right circle. Save made by the glove hand. Another opportunity on Zatera and the pad save made. Two big saves by Nelson to keep this a one-goal game. As the puck went through the skates of Doremus, two-on-one opportunity here and roofing it into the glass was number 15. And Demchuk has this one up in the air to center ice, and that'll do it for the first period. 2-1 Chicago Cougars is how it stands. As we'll look at the end of this one here, as these two great opportunities. The first shot, there, I believe that was the second shot. Either way, the save made there with just getting the glove hand, it was all reaction, so that was the first. Then here's the second, through traffic, a player in front of him on his own team in number 20, and McManus kind of screened him, but able to see enough around it and get the right pad out in time was Sam Nelson. So we are going to go now down to ice level here as with Matt Olson.
Hi, this is Eric with Matt Olson. Chris, we're here with Matt Olson for the Cougars. So Matt, in that first period there, the River Kings got that late goal with what looked like a kicking motion there. It might have been a deflating goal, but you guys were able to answer back with a power play goal. How important was it to get that second goal after they made that goal?
Yeah, it was huge. They definitely pushed back after scoring that first goal. So getting that one back there was really huge.
Now, you're playing your third game in three nights, as are the River Kings there. From a player's standpoint, what is it like playing three games in three nights? How do you feel going into that first period?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, you played two hard games this weekend already. Get plenty of rest, a lot of fluids in you, good food. That's the key.
Now, what's the key to the second period here? Obviously, they were coming on late with a power play. What do you think? Is there anything you need to do differently going into the second?
I think we need to keep doing what we're doing, get the pucks deep, get the pucks out. I feel like with some turnovers that may have given some extra chances out there. If we just take care of the puck, move the puck, play our game, we'll be good.
Matt, we appreciate your time. Good luck in the second, third period. Chris, back to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Eric. And as you heard, talking with Matt Olson, one of the captains of this team, It was a pretty good period for the Cougars. The turnovers that have led to some of the opportunities, though, have been the Cougars' fault more so, just maybe trying a little bit too hard with some of those passes. So not too bad from the Cougars. They've had two good goals as well, one of them a power play goal too, that has really made the difference for them offensively. They've spent a lot of time with that puck in the River Kings zone. So as long as they shore up things a little bit on their own end, they should be good. Dylan Gillis is playing pretty well in net. Not that he's seen that many grade A opportunities, but the ones that he has seen, he stopped most of them. The one that he didn't stop, well, it was in off of the skate. What can you do? There's not a whole lot that he could have done. As we watch here, the second goal by Cody Rayback on that power play, just taking it in, a little bit of a screen in front and the glove hand too late by the goalkeeper. for the River Kings in Sam Nelson. We will take a timeout as they have right now. They've got the shoot the puck going on here at center ice. We will take a break, and we'll be back with more Cougars hockey here on SportstownChicago.com.
What's up? It's Jonathan Hood from Chicago's Game Night. You've heard me talk about the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard, but what do the students think?
My name's John Stevens. I am a promotion coordinator at ESPN. Everybody was helpful. Everyone cared. All the teachers at ICB were really there and passionate about their job and sharing their idea and their dream with you so you could achieve your goal.
At ICB in Lombard,